Wait, so you're telling me that the only thing that you can smell are citrus and cucumber and bell peppers
and like soup.
And soup.
I mean, I can smell other things, but it's really faint. Mm. And like fish. Like tuna fish.
And dog poop on somebody's shoes in the classroom, which is completely confined. You don't smell at all.
No, I didn't smell it at all. Mm. I told you, I have a very faint sense of smell. It's weird. It's a curse.
Or a blessing.
Yeah.
Bell peppers and cucumbers are actually pretty decent smells. I like the smell of both of those things.
Yeah, I kind of like the smells of them, but I don't like the flavor of them at all.
Like that Gatorade lime, cucumber lime. Yeah. Delicious smelling.
Like one time...
And those little Mexican carts that sell like fruit when you get like cut up cucumber with chilies.
Remember when we got like, mangoes? And you put like that spicy powder on it in the bag. Where were we?
I don't know. Was that on our trip to Hollywood?
No. We were with Molly. We were like walking around and looking in stores. I don't know where we were though. I can't think of where it was.
On 4th Street.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But one time, what teacher was it?
We were trying to sell you.
Oh, yeah. Good times. We were so close, too. I could have finally gotten away from all you people.
Yeah.
What teacher was it?
Because the benefit would have been to you.
Yeah, it would have been. In 7th grade, what teacher was it? I think it was with Simon, though. I was in there at lunch because I was getting something. Mm-hmm. And she had lunch, and I was like, I smelled bell peppers. Do you have bell peppers in that? And she was like, yeah. There was, like, tiny little pieces of bell pepper, like, barely any in it. Because I could just smell it, and it was so strong. Like, those are the only things I can smell. Mm. Everything else is really just very faint. But those things, even when there's a little bit of it, I smell it so strong. Good. It's weird. I wish I could just smell everything.
Okay.
I mean, no, I wish
you'll eventually get a better sense of smell.
I don't think I will. It's always been this way.
You think your sense of smell is fully developed?
Yeah. Permanent.
Maybe.
The only things I'll be able to smell.
Is that your stomach?
No, I think it was you.
No, I heard it from over there. It may just have been a creaking bed.
Creak, creak, creak.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Say a prayer. Hey, so a couple of years ago, one of my favorite parts of the day was what?
Wait, what?
I said a couple of years ago, you had your phone last time. One of my favorite parts of the day was what?
Oh. Wait, no, I remember. Mm-hmm. I thought that I remembered, but then I didn't. The inside of your eyes are really red, like your waterline.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
That part of your eye, that little inner rim.
Really?
That's your waterline.
Mm. All right.
What was your favorite part of the day?
When you used to call me right after school and got out.
Oh, yeah.
To say hi, I'm out of school. Quick little check-in, even though I'd be at work.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Hint, hint.
Towards what?
Really? You're going to make me spell it out?
Yeah.
I would like you to start calling me after school, is that if possible?
Okay.
Just quick, it doesn't have to be a long thing. I'm not going to keep you on the phone very long. I'm usually at work, so.
You always keep me on the phone for a long time. I call to, like, tell you one little thing. I tell you something. It turns into this big conversation. I'm like, you done? Kind of doing something here.
Right. You can always pull that thing where you, like, tap on the phone. Hello? Hello? Dad?
I could do like in the parent trap where she gets the wrapper and like crinkles it. I'm losing you.
Alright. Well, at least just to check in. Now that you're out.
What was I going to say?
It's going to be very important, I'm sure.
It
So.
was so important.
Good. Say a prayer. Let's go to bed.
Dear God, we pray for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. And that Daddy will have a good day at work. We're going to get our boys back. Let's have a good day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow. Amen.
Smell your sheets.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to Lindsay and she was like, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm like, 5 Seconds of Summer. Something from 5 Seconds of Summer. And she was like, a CD? And I was like, I think mommy and daddy are getting that. I'd like a shirt. She was like, gotcha.
So I really? Think when were you talking about? Like,
a shirt earlier.
Today?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, I mean, I'm counting on you guys for that CD.
I promise nothing.
You promise
nothing. Maybe you should have a conversation with Santa Claus.
I'm 13.
What does that mean?
It means that I know the truth in the world.
Oh.
I know the lies I've been told since I was a young child.
Oh, excellent. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
We don't need to talk about that. I already know.
Good night, my love.
I'm 13.
You think you know.
I do know. I know everything.
Yes. I love you.
At Target, they have a 5 Seconds of Summer like sweater.
Like sweater? Like
what did I say?
Facebook thumbs up thing.
Wait, what did I say?
You said at Target they have a 5 Seconds of Summer like sweater.
Oh, it's like a sweater. It's like no, it's like a thin long sleeve, but it's kind of thick. It's like in the middle of being a long sleeve and a sweater. It's a slightly thin sweater. Okay. And a slightly thick long sleeve shirt. You got me?
Well, we'll see what Santa brings.
And it's really cool.
I love you.
It has the sun, and then it has the talking. 5 Seconds of Summer
How
logo.
How could I miss you if you won't leave?
You'll miss me, even when I'm here.
Can I go to bed now?
No.
Night. I love you.
Me too.